Let's also consider this in relation to our clothing, the food we eat, the houses we live in, and all our other needs. We should always ask what is essential, for what is in excess is also unnecessary. Once you've learned to live on what is sufficient, then if you want to emulate the widow, we can guide you towards greater things. For you haven't yet reached the level of understanding of that woman if you are still worried about what is sufficient. She aimed even higher. She gave away all that was supposed to be her support. Are you then still going to stress over essential things and not feel embarrassed to be outdone by a woman and not just fail to emulate her but to lag far behind? She didn't conform to our usual thinking, such as, what if I spend everything and have to beg from others? But in her generosity, she gave away all she had. How about the widow in the Old Testament during the time of Prophet Elias? The risk she faced wasn't only poverty, but death, not just her own, but her children's too. She didn't expect to receive from others, but was prepared for imminent death. But, one could argue, she saw the prophet, and that encouraged her to be generous. But don't you see countless saints yourself? And why mention saints? You see the Lord of the Prophets asking for alms, and yet you still don't show kindness. Even with your overflowing coffers, you don't offer from your excess. What do you say? Was the fact that he was a prophet enough to persuade her to such bravery? This alone deserves admiration, that she was convinced of his greatness. She didn't doubt, as might be expected of a foreign woman, if he were a prophet, he wouldn't beg of me. If he were close to God, God wouldn't neglect him. She didn't entertain such doubts, but opened her house and her heart, offered all she had, neglected maternal instinct, and overlooked her children, placing the stranger above all. Think about the severe punishment we are setting up for ourselves if we prove weaker than a woman, a widow, poor, foreign, a mother, ignorant of the things all of us know. Simply being physically strong doesn't make us manly. True strength comes from within, and without it, even a mountain mover is no stronger than a feeble old woman. Mental strength battles with incorporeal evils. Physical strength dares not face them. We can see the measure of strength from this example. What could be stronger than the woman who stood valiantly against nature's tyranny, the force of hunger, the threat of death, and proved stronger than all? Hear Christ's proclamation of her. He said, "There were many widows in the days of Elias, and to none of them was the prophet sent but to her." Can I share a surprising thought? This woman was more hospitable than even our forefather Abraham. She didn't rush to the herd like him, but outdid those famous for hospitality with just a handful. We, though heaven, hell, and God's great works for us exist, languish in apathy. I urge you not to do so. Give to the poor as we should. God tracks what is much and what is little, considering the giver's wealth, not the amount given. You who give 100 gold staters offer less than he who offers but 1 obol if you give from your surplus. However, even this small act leads to more generous giving. Spread wealth to gather righteousness, for wealth and righteousness cannot coincide, they coexist separately. Don't obstinately try to unite incompatible things. Instead, banish the usurper, greed, if you want to win the kingdom. Righteousness is the rightful queen. It transforms slaves into freemen, the opposite of greed. Let's reject greed and welcome righteousness with all seriousness to gain freedom in this life and obtain the kingdom of heaven through the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. With him, to the Father and the Holy Spirit, be glory, power, honor, now and forever, and to the ends of the earth. Amen.